The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
This is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Good morning. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Excellent. How are you?
Very good.
We have with us for the second week in a row, Tom Richardson, patrolman with the Dunmore Police Department. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for coming back with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me back.
We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. where we talk real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been guiding, assisting, and advising clients in real estate matters for over 40 years.
During the week or on Saturday or Sunday, you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And if you have any questions, you can send them to questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. And when you're at jruddy.com, click on the Dunmore Corners live webcam tab and see what's going on at Dunmore Corners.
View our listings or search the MLS listings or listen to archive radio shows by going to mobilefriendlyjruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Look us up on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube.
So you have six, how many years worth of shows do you have there now?
6 years, yeah.
Wow. 6 years.
It doesn't seem that long.
No. Not every show made the cut either. Not everything is on the archive radio shows.
But we're having a fabulous discussion with Patrolman Tom Richardson from the Dunmore Police Department. Last week, we talked about home and property safety and how to keep our home safe from the outside. Specifically, we focused in on that, how to keep our cars in the driveway safe, because a lot of times these days, it's an opportunity for people and criminals, and people are breaking in to cars and properties throughout the region, not only in Dunmore, and you're seeing a lot of it. So this week, I thought we'd talk about, like, sometimes people think that they have a built-in security system with a dog. They think that that's the, well, try to come to my house because I have
A pit bull,
yeah, like, yeah. For example.
Or a poodle.
Yeah, and what we're finding more and more, and it goes back to what we talked about last week, even with the car break-ins. The dogs are barking, and what are we doing? We're telling the dog, be quiet. We're letting them out in the back of our house when they're alerting us to something in the front of our house. So it's just being mindful of that. I mean, we know the dog barks every day at 11 o'clock when the mailman comes to the house, or when this neighbor is walking their dog. But being mindful that maybe it isn't that isn't actually what is going on at 11 o'clock. It's not the mailman. This is somebody coming to do some type of bad thing to your property, or even just checking it out to see what's there, what is there for value, what is their opportunity, what can they get from this property or any others on the block.
Now, last week you mentioned the criminal element isn't focusing so much on the jewels, the jewelry, or the iPads or the TVs anymore. They're looking for loose change and cash in the homes. So, you know, a lot of times people keep certain things in certain rooms. From your perspective, So is it okay just to leave everything out in the open now?
And it would come down to, you know, going to just saying, for instance, jewelry. You have your jewelry that you wear daily. So, you know, that goes on your nightstand or in your jewelry box that's in your bedroom, where that's the first place the burglar is going to go. But your precious metals that you have that mean something to you, that are of value, you're going to want to hide them. You're going to want to put them in a lock safe, but not only having a lock safe, but having it where the safe is also secure. Because if we put it in a safe and the safe is movable, then we might as well just have left it out. So hiding hiding the safe in a hidden place, making sure it's bolted, one that bolts down to the floor, or so heavy that it can't be carried out easily or easily accessible.
Good advice. Is there anything else that we can do and maybe not leave these items in where people normally leave them? Or is there anything else that we can do to secure them?
Well, they sell, you know, those small little cans. They look like a soup can or, you know, a can of soda, and it opens you up to being able to leave it anywhere. You open up the top or the bottom. It depends on who the manufacturer is of them, and you find them all over online. And you can put anything in there, from money to jewelry to Social Security cards, and then you could put it even from your refrigerator to mixed in your pantry with all the other soup cans.
I wouldn't have thought of that. Tricky. Very, very good advice. Okay. You know, a lot in what we do every day is try to sell a home, list and sell homes, and we do open houses. From your perspective, law enforcement, is an open house a good idea?
No, it's more of an open invitation to say, I'm going to leave my door open for you. Come on in, see what you want, and
take it.
Then take it. Absolutely. And I mean, now going back to what we talked about last week, and, you know, a big thing there is, what do people, I mean, people, they're walking through, they're going to every room in your house. So do you leave your prescription medication out? Is it in your cabinet in your kitchen or the medicine cabinet inside the bathroom? They're looking at that stuff. And with the opioid epidemic that's going on that we spoke about, there's a way for me to get what I, the fix, quote unquote, of what I need. And they see if there's, you know, some type of opiate drug inside the house, and then they come back for it, or taking it then while they're at the open house, because there's, from the way I take it, there's no check or balance on who is coming to the open house.
Mm-hmm. A couple years back, we had an alert that came across our computers from our multi-list that was saying that there was individuals that were going to open houses, and one would come in, distract the realtor, while the other one took tissues and put the tissues in the door frame so that you couldn't close and lock the door, so that they could come back and do whatever they wanted to do.
Yeah, they could unlock the windows. And, I mean, how many times do we come in, whether, you know, it was an open house or just on a daily basis, do you go in and check every window that's inside your house to make sure the locks are in the lock position? And it's something as easy as that. And that's the scary part of the open house, because I understand you want to sell your house and you want to make every effort possible to have that happen, but you're also opening up to the criminal element out there that, you know, this is an invitation for you to come and look at my stuff.
It's not a safe world we live in, but when we're open to anybody and everybody that wants to come in. We have a log. We ask people to write down their name, but how do we know? I don't ID somebody when they come through the door, nor do I have the right. It's an open house. So, you know, they write a name. Is it their name? Who knows? Right? Yeah, how
absolutely.
Would I know?
They could write anything.
If I was selling my house, I wouldn't have an open house. I'm not going to have anybody just traipsing through my house. I don't know who you are. I don't know what you're up to.
Absolutely.
I don't want people in my house. If I'm going to be buying a house, usually I don't just go to an open house. What do I usually do? I usually
make an appointment, right? And a lot of times you've been working with a realtor. Realtor knows you, who you are. You have a pre-approval. We have documentation that says they are who they say they are. So, and again, it's all about keeping our properties and our homes safe and secure. How about service people? Service people over the years canvass neighborhoods, utility companies, exterminators. They come knocking on doors and, you know, they're in sales. They want to make sure that the property is given an opportunity to use their services. Are you seeing any problems with that?
Absolutely. And we see a rise on both ends of it. We see a rise on the amount of legitimate utility companies that are coming out with the recent energy changes and these companies that are now selling you energy, they're coming out and they are legitimate. They're registered with the borough and, you know, they're just trying, like you said, to sell their product. But then it does, it opens up that opportunity for somebody else to be coming. And, you know, like we talked about last week with the home health nurse, it offers them the opportunity to distract you at the front door. And then somebody comes into the back of the house, or, you know, they make their way in and they see kind of what you have, and it's opening up. Anybody who is legitimate, they will have credentials on them, and they will not mind you contacting the police department. And there's absolutely no reason why you wouldn't. There's no, as they would say, dumb call. That's what we're here for. And, you know, we'll come out, we'll check on the person, make sure they are legitimate, and everybody was safe then.
Yeah, if somebody came from knocking on my door and said they were from the water company, I would want to see their credentials. I might even take a picture of them with my phone, you know, and I would lock the door behind me. We go downstairs and do what we have to do. But it seems like they seem to prey more on the elderly people, the more vulnerable people.
Absolutely. And, I mean, you also want to look, you know, do they come in a truck? Do they have the utility truck there? Is there, you know, what type of vehicle is on your street? Or are they just walking through the neighborhood? Do the uniforms match who you usually see coming out from, you know, ABC company? And did you contact about an issue, or has there been, you know, construction or road work going on close by that you know of? But it's always best just to call us
and find out if they are who they say they are.
Yes.
Okay. Good advice. Now, alarm systems, the type that we have in our home, are you seeing an increase or a decrease in people using those?
We're seeing a decrease as far as your traditional everyday alarm system, which, you know, you have the monitors on the door and you're putting in your 4-digit code and leaving. Now we're moving up into the technology and with cameras and being alerted. The minute somebody's on your property or close by, you're getting the alerts through your cell phone and the constant video monitoring. It's giving people that sense of security, and it's giving them, it's giving us a quicker response time because we're not worrying about the phone call, the alarm getting triggered after so many seconds, it going to another state. That state's, the dispatcher there is then calling our dispatch center and then sending us out, which has given us delay times of, you know, 5, 6, even up to 10 minutes sometimes.
And usually they're in and out.
Usually they're gone in 10 minutes.
Okay.
Three to five. Sitting down drinking a beer at the kitchen table.
No, they're not hanging around.
No, they want it in and out. Yes. Grab what they can and go.
Yes. So when these things happen, these break-ins, they occur in less than 5 minutes?
Yes. Yeah.
They know what to do, where to go?
Yes, because like we spoke about a little bit ago, your atypical places of putting things, putting stuff, medicine in the medicine cabinets, putting jewelry in the jewelry box in the bedroom, you know, and so on from there as far as where we would leave our valuable items.
Yeah, they're not taking the 55-inch TV with them.
No. Most people are going to see them walking down the street. They want something small.
Yeah, and they can put in a pocket.
Yeah, quick
in and out. Okay. Yeah. All right. With us today is Patrolman Tom Richardson from the Dunmore Police Department. We're headed towards a break. Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes. We have a large duplex, a side-by-side home at 1217-1219 Jackson Street in Scranton for $79,000. This home has 2 5-bedroom apartments that are fully rented. It also has separate gas, heat, electric, and water. This building has good income, and it would be perfect for the investor, or you could live in one side and have the rent pay the mortgage. That's a duplex with 2 5-bedroom apartments at 1217-1219 Jackson Street in Scranton for $79,000, and that's listed by Sam Shelter of our office.
Thank you, Pat. And according to the Pennsylvania Association of Realtors, PAR, what kind of down payments on mortgages do American buyers prefer? Across the generations, 53% would choose a 10% down payment. 20% prefer a 20% down payment. 14% say they will go with a 15% down payment. And 11% said the 30% down payment looks good for them. Interestingly, 29% of Americans believe a 20% down payment is required. There's still a significant portion of people that think that they need 20% down, but that's not necessarily so.
There's all kinds of programs.
And the survey went on to say that more than half of the potential home buyers plan on purchasing within the next 5 years, and they admitted that they do not pay attention to the mortgage interest rates. 25% said they don't understand how interest rates work. You can always call us and we'll explain, or visit jready.com and send us an email. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. We'll be right back. The real estate market is extremely active, and you want to make a move, but you don't know where to start, who to call, or how to make it happen. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and I know Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate can lead the way. Our quality service award-winning team will help you with buying and selling a home. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has a proven track record and experience you can count on. Lean on us to show you the way. Call 570-344-6724. That's 570-344-6724. Or visit jready.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where homes are open every day, all day long. Also, remember to tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
And we're back with good safety tips.
Yes. Patrolman Tom Richardson from the Dunmore Police Department is with us for the second week in a row. How are you?
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here with us. We're learning a lot of stuff. And even since the last time we had you guys on, the technology to this Ring doorbell feature that you mentioned in our first show, that's available to consumers. They can put this in their house and they know, they get an alert on their phone that somebody's walking up their sidewalk.
Yes. Yeah, you could set the parameters on it. I mean, you could have it, you know, across the street even, notifying you that there's some type of movement there, and you get an alert on your phone, you look at it and you see everything in real time. And if they're close enough, you could even, you know, make contact with them.
You can talk to them.
Yeah. Just like through a phone.
Cause if these guys, if I'm going to break into your house, what's the first thing I do? I come up and I ring the bell to make sure there's nobody home, because I don't want to rob a house where there's people home. So that's what they do. They ring and then
it rings to your phone and you could answer it, talk to them, you see them, and it records. So then if we are having an issue, or maybe you caught them at your house and your neighbor's house was previously burglarized, well, now maybe we can match up on maybe who it is that is doing the break-ins or, you know, the burglaries in the area.
Fascinating stuff. I like it. Okay. So, you know, one of the things that we have to think about as realtors is sometimes, and we did have some situations in Dunmore, in our little borough of Dunmore, meth labs. Are they on the rise? Are they on the decrease? What's going on with meth labs?
They're on the rise. And again, and I hate to keep using the same word, but it's the opportunity. With the opioid epidemic that's going on now, you're seeing more and more people that are addicted to prescription pills. And then when the prescription pills, your supply runs out, then you're turning to your next thing. And, you know, that's when we started with the car break-ins, the burglaries at the house, going back to, you know, the scrap metal of, you know, coming in and cutting out the piping and stuff. It all revolves, a lot of it, I don't want to say all of it, but a lot of it revolves around the epidemic that we're seeing with opioids in the country, and it's not just here. And as far as that goes, they're trying to find things as cheap as possible. So then when bringing up meth labs, you know, that's all home-based products. So, you know, it's stuff that you probably would have in your house on a daily basis. Just putting them together, which that's what turns into the bad situation.
And these things are so toxic.
Toxic is the word.
So toxic.
Yes.
It's just being in a room that these guys were making this stuff is can make you sick.
It's very dangerous.
What are some of the indications of if somebody is manufacturing meth? What would be a giveaway?
Well, you'll see like water bottles. That's the most typical that we're seeing in the area is they'll use a water bottle, 2 liter bottle, something of that. And you'll see it will have like a film residue on the inside from when it's actually being manufactured. It kind of leaves like a residue to it.
And is there a smell? Because I know they used to tell us to watch out for, if you didn't know, if you would walk into an apartment and it would smell like a cat urine. They said that was a dead giveaway that it might be making
a strong like potpourri.
Ammonia, like a very strong ammonia smell.
Yes. Yeah, you'll get that immediately when it's being made, when it's being cooked. After the fact, it probably wouldn't travel. If you were the neighbor, it wouldn't travel to your property. But when it is being cooked, you would smell
the stuff. And they usually have the windows blocked off too because they're very paranoid.
Yeah, you'll see that they're very sheltered. You know, you'll know
that something's not right.
Yeah, something that happened to Jimmy across the street.
Yeah, he's black over the windows and it smells real bad and look in the garbage.
Yeah, but we have to be concerned that a property that we're listing and selling may have in the past been one of these places.
Right, because if I walk in and it smells like cat urine and there's no cat, maybe there's something going on there that I should be aware of.
Mm-hmm. But it's on the rise, so that's not good.
No.
All right. And when we go out of town, how can we secure our homes, make it less of a target for somebody when we go away?
Well, making sure that you have somebody coming by your property, or you're notifying like the post office, so your mail isn't backed up. Making sure you have, like you said, you have the lights on the timer. Making sure you have lights on timers, different times, different schedules, to make it appear as though you are there. And then the biggest thing is not letting everybody know. We don't want to advertise, put a billboard up.
I'm going to be in Acapulco for the next week, so come and rob my house.
Yes, yeah. Save the everything, like the pictures and your check-ins. That's the big thing now. We see everybody's checking into different places all day, all night. Save those for when you come back and let everybody know what you did.
Are you on Facebook?
Yes.
Okay, so. But you're careful as to what you post, right?
Yes.
I mean, so you could be on Facebook and not leave yourself wide open or vulnerable, right?
Correct.
Okay. So.
Also, I would say when you're leaving the house, cancel the newspaper subscription and turn the water off.
Oh, yeah. Turn the water off.
Turn the water off. That way you don't need the fire department and the police department to come over.
Oh, that would be a mess. Okay. So what do you think about writing a note to my mailman and leaving it on the front door?
No, that's not a wise decision. Okay. I mean, contacting the post office, letting them know that you're going to be out of town and having your mail stop for the week or, however long you're on. And the same with the paper boy. I mean, not leaving the note on your front door with, last week's payment on there saying we'll be out of town, contacting the newspaper, letting them know. And then another thing is just letting your neighbors know. You could even contact the police department, letting us know that you're going to be out of town and giving us a good context. So then if you do have an alarm that goes off and maybe we can't get in touch with you, or you're 4 more hours away and we have to, make sure that your property is secure and getting it resecured, somebody locally that has a key that can come over quickly and, we can then take care of it from there.
Yeah, when we go away, we have neighbors behind us. I always tell them to keep an eye on the house and if they see anything to report it.
Yeah.
And they're always vigilant like that. So.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But those are the same neighbors that leave their front door wide open, so I don't know.
But usually they're home.
Yes, there's always somebody in that house.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. When we invite contractors in our home, people to do services, whatever it is, plumbing, heating, electrical, painting.
Home improvement, right?
Home improvement, any type, and we don't know them. Do you have any recommendations as to what we do, well, we should do?
There are services out there that will give you the information that you need about a certain contractor or, you know, anybody that is performing a service. There's websites that you could check. I mean, it's as easy as Googling the person's name or the business name and seeing if there's anything, you know, if somebody has had some type of fraud report against them, and then clarifying with them. If you do see something and, you know, maybe it is only one thing that somebody said bad about them, clarifying with them, hey, I saw this and what do you think about this? And just knowing who they are before we just invite them in with our family there, with you there, or even if you're not there and they're at your property for an extended period of time and doing work.
Right. Well, you're entrusting this person. Well, you know, sometimes you're not there when they're doing their work and you have to go. You have a job to go to, and you're giving them access to your home where your kids are. And even realtors, people can Google me, Google my name. Even when you have people coming in showing your home, you want to know who's there and seeing if they have a shady past.
Yeah, how would you find out if somebody's got a criminal record? Is there a website people can look at? Like, say say somebody is single and they start dating somebody and they don't know anything about them. Is there any way they could go and look and see what somebody's criminal past is?
There is. There's a website. It's UJS Portal. What it is it gives you all the magisterial dockets and court of common plea dockets. So then you would be able to look up if somebody had any type of arrest or any type of, if you're looking up a business, maybe there was a civil proceeding that was against them. You would be able to see that and at least get a little bit of the public record that is out there on this person that you're potentially hiring or allowing access to you, your home, and your family.
So it's a magisterial court docket, right?
Yes.
At USJ. Okay. So yes. If they Google that, they can find it. And then they do it and they search by name.
Yeah, and location.
Okay, very good. That's interesting stuff.
But it's not the database you have access to.
No.
As a law enforcement.
No, but it's right along the same lines because they are official court dockets. So it is information that has already gone through the court system. So that's kind of the difference there is our stuff is... We have the past and also the current. This is just
the past.
The past.
Okay. Did you ever think you'd see the day where you'd have to think about stuff like this and potentially do a background check on people that you do business with?
You got to be your own best advocate because there's so many people out there who are so dishonest and they're such good liars and they'll talk their way into anything. You just have to be your own advocate. You got to watch out. Got to be careful.
Absolutely.
Right, right. And who you think you're inviting into your home... It may not be the person you really think you're inviting into your home.
No, that's how they make their living is by deceiving people.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Don't be a victim.
Right. So, Tom, in closing, what are some of the biggest mistakes people make that they shouldn't make?
Making the opportunity there by leaving things in the most common areas that we all have grown up knowing, you know, my grandmother always, you know, the key is underneath the mat.
So, how did you know I leave a key under the mat? I thought I was so slick.
Or above the door.
The door or that fake rock.
That's no good anymore. And you're offering them into your house. And then the same thing with the keys inside your vehicle. You're offering them to take your car. So making sure if we are going to have a secondary key hidden somewhere, that it's in a location that is not opportune.
Obvious.
Yeah, it's not obvious to everybody.
Right.
Okay. Make them work for it.
All right. Great advice. Thank you. Tom Richardson, patrolman with the Dunmore Police Department. We thank you so much for your time 2 weeks in a row. Stay safe, and thank you for keeping us safe.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker.